Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 107 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, before I get to today's question from JR, I'm actually really excited to mention this brand new company and actually new sponsor to the show, that is Swiftly.com. This is a new service from the guys at 99 Designs for your small design jobs. So for just a flat fee of $19, they'll match your small design project or small design job with a professional graphic designer and complete it in less than an hour. How awesome is that? I mean, super fast turnaround time for graphic design is nothing that exists out there right now. So this is so cool. And you also get 100% money back guarantee if you aren't happy with the final result. So if you have any quick changes to your logo that you need done, maybe some social media creative like Facebook covers or Twitter backgrounds or Google Plus backgrounds, maybe if you'd like a banner ad design or something like that, Swiftly.com will take care of it for you for just $19. So check it out, Swiftly.com/ask. That's how they know that you came from the show. That would be awesome. Swiftly.com/ask. Now let's get to today's question from JR.
Hi, Pat. My name is JR. I have a podcast on scholarships and financial aid for parents and their college-bound teens at collegemoneyman.com. Now, I've been doing a podcast for the last couple of years, and I have some loyal subscribers, but I'm really trying to increase my listener base. So I'm trying to figure out what were the three top things that you did to help increase your listener base when you first started, to help accelerate your growth. I publicize every podcast several times through the week through Twitter and Facebook and Google+. I have... I've done guest postings, and I've tried to interview people that I felt would also link to my content on their own sites. What did you do that helped accelerate your growth? Thanks.
JR, thank you so much for the question. And I want to be fully upfront with you. When I started my podcast, I already had a large audience on my blog. So that is one thing that helped me. And I'm not going to count that toward the three things, because I know for many people out there, when they start a podcast, they don't necessarily have a large audience like I did. And that definitely helped launch the podcast and got some exposure for it and got people talking about it, of course. And a lot of people don't start with that. So I'm going to go back even before that, when I first started my main business at greenexamacademy.com. There's a lot of things I did there that helped me go from nothing to something that will help anybody no matter what platform they're on. And these are the three things I want to talk about. So the first thing, and this is a thing I think we all know about, but we may not consciously pay attention to it as much as we should. And that is producing content that is actually useful. And I'm not saying, JR, that you don't create useful content. There is, of course, anything we talk about we want to think of as useful. But I'm talking about things that are, you know, we're talking about major pains in people's lives that absolutely need a solution. And we are providing those solutions. Other people might call this epic content. Stuff that just blows people away with the value that you're providing, but just how incredibly helpful it is. And when I first started my business at inthelead.com, which then later changed to greenexamacademy.com, all of the content was just that. It was stuff that people weren't talking about anywhere else that they absolutely needed help with. And I knew what my audience needed help with because I was actually my own target audience. I was creating a website to help people pass this exam in the architecture industry, an exam that I took myself and was studying for myself. So I knew exactly what everybody was going through and understood exactly what was going in through the minds of my target customer or my target audience because I was going through those same things. So I just provided them with everything that I wish I had in a way that just blew myself away. And I wanted to blow other people's minds with it too. So the other part about that along the same lines is it was absolutely free. And because of that, it was shared. It just made a huge impact on people. People remembered who I was and what the site was about, and they just spread it like wildfire. And even companies that were related to the industry, not just people, but companies were linking to the page as a resource as well. So you want to try and do what you can to become the ultimate resource and talk about topics that are maybe maybe they're talked about elsewhere, but just in a way that just, you know, where it's obvious that you know what you're talking about. And there's no other place to get information like it. So that's the first thing. I created epic content that wasn't talked about anywhere else, that was completely helpful and was absolutely free. Secondly, and this is a really interesting thing that I think a lot of people do, but they don't realize they're doing it sometimes, is I became a forum authority leader. Now, what does that mean? When I started this business, I was actually very active in a forum related to this industry, this architecture industry. And a lot of people had questions about this exam that I created a site about. And so I went into these forums and I would reply to every single question about this exam. And I wouldn't even pitch anything. I wouldn't even mention my website. It just became something I became known for. I became known as this expert in the lead industry, as somebody who was very active in these forums. You know, if you're the first to reply to any question about this particular topic in a forum, you start to become an expert in it. I mean, not just in your eyes, I mean, because you're the one sort of answering the questions as the authority leader, but in the eyes of everybody else watching. And, you know, there might be threads in forums and a string of comments that are only 10 posts, for example, but you might not have any idea of how many people are reading that. And those things are SEO optimized as well sometimes. So people will publicly look for those same questions and see your answer there. Well, they're going to be interested in you because you'll be the authority leader. And that's what I became over time. It maybe took about 4 or 5 months of just constantly answering questions. But everybody was like, oh, if you have a question about lead, ask Pat. That's funny, but confusing with the name of the show, but that's what they would say. And I would just have underneath my messages in the little signature area was just a little link to my website. Nothing, no hard selling or anything. And that's how I became known. And that's where I got a lot of my traffic from, was becoming this authority leader on this platform where it was obvious that I was somebody who knew what they were talking about related to this industry. And then thirdly, and I think this was the most important, and especially for this industry, which is very technical, was I was personable. I became a person to people who were visiting my website or who saw me on the forums. I was somebody who everybody knew by name. You know, a lot of people around this time especially were trying to do what they could to look like a big brand, to look like a business. They had fancy letterhead and fancy corporate looking logos. And me, I just had like a hand scribbled thing and a sort of not a very good looking website, but my personality was in it. And I connected really deeply with those who were on the site about this technical exam. Like, you wouldn't think that people would start to befriend somebody who owns one of these types of sites and about an exam. But I mean, I can't tell you the countless number of emails that I got from people saying, hey, Pat, thank you so much. Pat, thank you for this. Bless you, Pat. Like, things like that for helping people pass this exam. And it was interesting because the United States Green Building Council, this was several months after I came out with my own study guide for this exam, they came out with their own exam prep material as well. And they are the company that administers this exam. So I actually freaked out at first. I was like, why would people buy from me, Pat Flynn, just a random guy who took this test, as opposed to the company who actually writes the questions? But what I found out was more people started to lean my way. I actually sold more when their guide came out. For one, their guide was much more expensive. But secondly, you know, who would you rather get test information from? Pat Flynn, somebody who had taken that exam before and put their heart and soul into this blog to help other people? and talks about every experience and every pain that we've all been through together, or the United States Screen Building Council, owned by who knows who, right? Like, nobody knows their name. It's just a company. So people were leaning my way, and they really appreciated the fact that they could learn from somebody who had already taken the exam, who they could call by name, who they could email if they had any questions, and who would respond. So I think that was another important thing. So those are three things that helped me build my audience when I first got started. Now, in terms of my podcast, now, even though I had an audience already, my podcast did grow quite a bit, and it did work for a lot of the same reasons, actually. Even though I started sort of with an audience already, the growth was just beyond belief. And a lot of it was because, like I said before, I was producing content that wasn't being produced anywhere else. I literally took training to become better at speaking and communicating. So I was really focused on delivering great quality content behind the microphone, but also in a way that was easy to listen to and just flowed nicely. And I think I became somebody who people could just get to know as well. You know, that's where those intros come from. The intros to each of my podcasts on Smart Passive Income have a different random fact about me, and people appreciate that. I go to conferences now and people are like, dude, Pat, I was in the marching band too. Or, dude, Pat, like, I'm also afraid of spiders. It's so funny we have that same thing. Or, dude, Pat, like, my son watches Nickelodeon all the time also. You know, just little random facts that might not seem like they have anything to do with business actually have everything to do with it, because you're building a relationship with your audience. So I think, JR, if you're just starting out, one of the best things you could do and focus on is building those relationships with your audience. And I think because you might just be starting out, that is actually your advantage, is that you have the ability to reach out and make these deep connections that bigger brands, bigger podcasters won't be able to do. I can't possibly make a real connection with anybody anymore through a one-on-one conversation like I used to. I used to just, everybody who emailed me, I would be able to respond to myself. I can't do that anymore. I would take the time to comment on other people's blogs and reach out to as many people as I could on my blog to see what I could do better. But I can't do that anymore. But you can. And you can show these people who come to your site or who listen to your podcast that you're somebody different, that you care, and that you'll take the time to listen to them. And then that's how you build those super fans who are going to eventually just listen, not only subscribe and listen to every show and leave ratings and reviews and stuff like that, but they're going to share your show with everybody they know. So those are some things. And the last tip in terms of podcasting is make sure you have your SEO down for your show, your iTunes host name. Yes, your host name, in addition to the title and also the description, can be used very effectively for SEO. So if you go into iTunes and look up blogging, for example, Smart Passive Income is the first one. So check out how I do it at Smart Passive Income. You don't want to keyword stuff, but you want to make things look natural because, of course, human beings are reading these things, but there are algorithms in play as well, and you want to make sure you take advantage of that at the same time. So, JR, I hope that answers your question. I gave you a few more things than just three, which is what you asked for, but I want to give as much value as I can to you and everybody else out there listening. So, JR, thank you so much, and Ask Pat T-shirts can be headed your way. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there from that website. And finally, I want to also thank our awesome sponsors for today. This is swiftly.com. Once again, a new service coming from the guys at 99 Designs. Get your small design jobs fast for just $19, a completely flat fee for super fast turnaround time. And they say in less than an hour. However, their average turnaround time is currently under 35 minutes. And again, they pair you up with a professional designer who gets your job done in a quick manner. And if you aren't happy with it, you get your money back. So how awesome is that? Business cards, vectorization. Maybe you have like a PSD file or a Photoshop file that you need vectorized, banner ads, photo retouching, logo changes, Facebook covers, Twitter backgrounds, all that good stuff. Swiftly.com/ask. Check them out. That'll let them know that you came from this show. Thank you so much. And as always, I'm going to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Seth Godin and his book Tribes. He says, "Everyone is not just a marketer. Everyone is now also a leader. Without leaders, there are no followers. You're a leader. We need you." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.